我想弟兄姊妹大家都已经很清楚这一次特会的主题啊，是总要趁着还有今日。
I think our brothers and sisters are very clear about the theme of the conference as long as it is called today.
我们知道这句话出自希伯来书第三章十三节。
We know that this phrase is a quote from Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
这是希伯来书的作者给圣徒们非常重要的一个劝勉。
And it is a very important exhortation from the Hebrews author.
我想这一个题目啊，至少包括着两个方面重要的一个提醒。
I think this theme actually included two very important reminders.
第一方面，他说总要趁着还有今日。
It says that as long as it is called today.
就是让我们注意今天我们在主面前还有的那个机会。
So we need to pay attention to the opportunity we have before the Lord today.
我们感谢主，他还没有回来啊。
We thank the Lord, he has not yet returned.
那么我们知道这是主量给我们今日在地上的机会。
We know that it is the opportunity measured by the Lord for us on earth today.
另外一面呢，
On the other hand,
他提醒我们，
he reminds us,
我们总要做神要我们所做重要的事。
We need to do the important things that God wants us to do.
或者我们应当追求，我们应当追求重要的事。
Or we ought to pursue the important things.
所以这次弟兄们把这个总题底下分了五个分题。
So this time around, the brothers divide the themes into five topics.
我们把五件重要的事情摆在这次特会里面和大家一同来交通。而弟兄们给我的一个负担呢，是要交通按着意向奔跑天路。那么我有两次的机会交通。
I have two sessions.
那么我把它分成两个重点和弟兄姊妹一同来勉励。
And I break that into two important points to encourage brothers and sisters.
那么第一方面，我们要交通到这个奔跑天路和意向之间的关系。
The first is the relationship between running the heavenly way and also the vision.
到底这个奔跑属天的路跟这个意象有什么关系？
What's the relationship between running the heavenly way and the vision?
那么第二堂呢，
and the second session,
我们要讲到按照意象奔跑天路人的他们的经历。
And the experiences of those who are running the heavenly way.
简单的来说，就是奔跑天路之人的经历。
And simply put, the experiences of those who are running the heavenly way.
我想今天晚上呢，我们来交通一下这个属天的道路和意象之间的关系。
And tonight we'd like to fellowship between upon the relationship between the heavenly way and the vision.
我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's first read some passages.
我们先请弟兄姊妹打开箴言书。
First, let's turn to Proverbs.
第二十九章。
Chapter 29.
第十八节
Verse 18
没有意象民就放肆
Where there is no vision the people are unrestrained
第四章
Chapter 4
第十一节和十二节
Verses 11 and 12
我已指教你走智慧的道引导你行正直的路，你行走脚步必不致狭窄，你奔跑也不致跌倒。
I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright path. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. If you run, you will not stumble.
我们请看新约圣经《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the New Testament.The book of Acts,
第九章
chapter 9.
我们从第三节读到第九节
From verse 3 to verse 9.
扫罗行路将到大马士， 忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。”同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉着他的手，领他进了大马色，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。
Verse 3, and it came about that as he journeyed, he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. And arise and enter the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And the man who traveled with him stood speechless.Hearing the voice, but seeing no one. And Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And when he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank.
26章
chapter
23节
chapter 26, verse 13.
王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人。
At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who were journeying with me.
我们再看启示录第二十一章。
Then let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
启示录二十一章，我们从第九节读到十一节。
From verse 9 to verse 11.
拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的七，指给你看。”我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我，城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Revelation 21 verse 9. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I shall show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to the great and high mountain.And show me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of a crystal clear jasper.
第十六节
Verse 16.
城是四方的，长宽一样。天使用苇子量那城，共有四千里，长宽高都是一样。
And the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as the width.And he measured the city with a rod, 1,500 miles. Its length and the width and the height are equal.
第十八节
Verse 18.
墙是碧玉造的，城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。
And the material of the wall was a jasper, and the city was a pure gold, like a clear glass. The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with a very...Every kind of a precious stone.
第二十一节
Verse 21.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the street of the city was a pure gold, like a transparent glass.
当我们读希伯来书的时候
As we read the book of Hebrews,
我们看见我们的呼召是属天的。
We can see that the call we have is heavenly.
我们将来所要去的那个家乡也是属天的。
And the country we are going toward is also heavenly.
因此这条路也是属天的。
Therefore, this path, this way is also heavenly.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We really want to thank our Lord.
当我们一得救之后，
As we are saved,
圣灵重生我们，
We have been born by the Holy Spirit.
就把我们已经放在这一条属天的道路上面。
We have been put on this heavenly way.
那么神也呼召我们来奔跑这条属天的道路。
God has also called us to run this heavenly way.
我想在我们没有得救之前，
And before we were saved,
我们都是跑的属地的道路。
We were running on the earthly ways.
我们知道这个属地的道路跟属天的道路是不同的。
We know that the earthly ways and the heavenly way are different.
我们可以说属天的道路呢，就是神的道路。
We can say that the heavenly way is God's way.
这一条路是不受任何属地事物支配的路。
And that way will not be influenced by any earthly matters.
这也不是人的道路。
And that is not the way of man.
在圣经里面把这个属天跟属地之间有很明确的一个分界。
And in the Bible, there is a very apparent distinction between the heavenly and the earthly.
我想这个属地的意思，
The meaning of the earthly
就是讲到一个仇敌所掌权的一个范围。
Is referring to the realm controlled by the enemy.
这其中充满了这个属世的名利、兴趣和吸引。
And in it, is it filled with earthly fame and wealth and all kinds of attractions.
这个是包括了所有的物质的、精神的和宗教的一些事物。
And that includes all the materialistic and the psychological and also religious matters.
而这个属天的呢，说明的那是神掌权的范围。
And the heavenly is referring to the realm controlled by God.
天有他自己的一种习性，有他自己的生活方式，有他自己的秩序，也有他自己的言语。
And the heaven has its own disposition. There is a way of its own way of life, and there is its own order and also language.
我想我们的主耶稣基督，他是这个天最好的一个注解。
And we know that our Lord is the best the explanation of this heaven.
在约翰福音三章十三节，主这样说。
In John 3:13, it says.
主对着尼哥底母这样说。
The Lord said to Nicodemus,
他说除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子以外，没有人升过天。
And no one has descended from heaven except the Son of Man, who is still in heaven.
所以说明这个天对于属地的人来讲的话呢，是完全是一个陌生的东西。
Therefore, we can see that heaven is a very much strange to the earthly man.
是我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身，把天带到地上。
When our Lord Jesus Christ, who the Word became flesh, he has ushered in heaven onto earth.
虽然他成为一个人，
he became a man.
但是他跟我们所有的人都不一样。
And yet he was different from the rest of us.
他有不同的习惯，
he has a different habit.
他有不同的生活方式，
he had a different way of life.
甚至他所讲的言语，当代的人也听不懂。
And his language could not be understood by men of his time.
他与世上的人完全是不一样。
And he was totally different from the rest of the world.
当然，今天我们这些有主生命的人，我们能明白。
Of course, for us, we have the life of the Lord. We can understand it.
当主在地上的时候，
when the Lord was on earth,
甚至那帮犹太人在他的周围，他们都完全不能认识他。
For the Jews around him, they could not understand him.
因为我们的主在地上活的是一个属天的样式。
Because our Lord lived a way that is heavenly.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们的主来了，把这个天与地之间的这个分别把它显明出来。
And when our Lord came, he showed forth a distinction or contrast between the heavenly and the earthly.
所以今天我们知道什么是属天的路，什么是属地的路。
Therefore, we can know that what is the heavenly way and what is the earthly way.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
And we thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他在十字架上完成了救赎。
When he accomplished the salvation on the cross.
他死了又复活了。
He died and he was resurrected again.
在使徒行传第一章。
In Acts chapter 1,
我们看见他复活升天。
We saw that he was resurrected and he ascended.
当着众门徒的面升天。
In the presence of all his disciples.
我们知道在这里主打通了这条属天的道路。
We know that at that moment the Lord has broken through the way to heaven.
我们感谢主，他不仅打通这条属天的路。
We thank our Lord, not only has He opened the way to heaven.
他的自己就是这条天路。
And He Himself is this heavenly way.
所以主说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Therefore, our Lord says that it's but through me, no one can come to the Father.
所以我们只有循着这条天路，我们可以到神那里去。
We can only come to God through this heavenly way.
所以这就是为什么今天神呼召我们来奔跑属天的道路的原因。
And that's why the reason the Lord God asks, requires us to run this heavenly way.
因为我们只有奔跑天路，我们才能达到神的目的。
Because only when we run this heavenly way can we reach the goal of God.
我想这个在圣经里面给我们已经是很清楚的一个启示。
I think it is a very obvious revelation in the Bible.
但是在圣经也告诉我们，
and the Bible also tells us,
如果我们要在这一条属天的道路上能跑得好，能跑得对，
if we can run, if we want to run well and run correctly on this heavenly way,
我们需要接受意象的指引和支配，
and we need to direct it and governed by the vision.
圣经中让我们看见所有那些奔跑天路的人，
Bible let us Let us know that all those who are running the heavenly way,
他们都是受意象所指引和支配的一般人。
They are the people directed and governed by the vision.
所以呢，意象是可以支配这条天路。
Therefore, the vision will direct this heavenly way.
我想在这个箴言书啊二十九章里面的这一句话。
So in Proverbs chapter 29,
是非常重要。
It is very important.
他说：“没有意象，民就放肆。”
He says that where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
这个“放肆”这个字
，the word unrestrained，
在希伯来原文里面有很多意思。
In Hebrew original, there are many meanings.
大致上我们可以看见，就是说呢，它有一方面就是不受约束。
And so in general, we can see that on the one hand, it is being unrestrained.
那么还有。灭亡
and also perish,
或者还有一方面的意思就是瓦解、分散
and also go into pieces.
那么这句话呢，简单的来说呢
，and concerning this word, simply put,
就是没有意象，民就乱跑
and it means that without vision, then people will run wild.
你看见今天在地上很多神的儿女们。
We can see that many people of God on earth,
他们在那里奔跑
they are running,
并且我们感觉大家乱跑
and we feel like everybody is running wildly,
就是因为缺少意象
because the vision is lacking.
什么叫放肆呢
and what does that mean being unrestrained?
就人呢，按照自己以为是的来跑
and that means that we are running according to what we think right,
并且呢，非常的骄傲。又非常的大胆
，and filled with a pride, filled with a boldness.
啊，这个叫放肆
，and this means being unrestrained.
啊，那么什么叫做不受约束呢
？And so what does that mean? Not being restrained.
它就是没有一个固定目标的这个狂跑
，and that means there's running wild without a set goal.
它圣经的那个原文的意思里面有这个狂跑。
And in the original, it means that it's a running wild.
你在各道各处都看见有很多人在奔跑。
And you can see that many people are running.
但是呢，没有意向。
But without the vision,
我们这种的奔跑变得没有意义。
And there is no meaning to our running.
所以，它有一方面的意思叫做灭亡。
So there's another meaning to it is perishing.
简单说就是达不到目的的这种跑。
And that means, simply put, that means that the running cannot reach the goal.
以至于到后来就产生瓦解分裂。
So in the end, you will cause it just falling into pieces.
我们晓得这都是什么各跑各路所产生的一个结果。
We know that it is a result that the people are running their own ways.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们奔跑天路非常的重要。
And it is very important for us to run this heavenly way.
但是我们必须接受。意象的指引和支配
，But we need to be directed and governed by the vision.
如果我们不能受到意象的支配
，If we cannot be controlled by the vision，
我们跑出来的下面的情况就像我们刚刚所说的一样
，And the result of our running just like what we just described.
可见这个 按照意向来奔跑天路是多么重要的一件事情。
So we can see that it is such an important matter to run the heavenly way according to the vision.
所以在箴言书里面，神告诉我们。
So therefore, in the book of Proverbs, God tells us.
他说：“我已经指教你们如何来跑智慧的路。
”And he already said, he says that I have already directed you how to walk in the way of wisdom.
我也引导你们。
I have led you.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这条道路上面，我们是需要指教，需要引导的。
So brothers and sisters, on this way, we need to be directed. We need to be led.
所以我们知道意象不仅有一个结合的力量在里面。
So we know that the vision has this uniting power.
它也是属天道路的一个指引。
And the vision is also the guidance of the heavenly way.
我们都知道在圣经里面呢。
We know that in the Bible,
这个路只有一条的。
There is only one way.
属天的道路只有一条的。
There's only one heavenly way.
所以我们必须按着意向才能跑在其中。
We can only run in this way according to the vision.
这就是为什么在圣经里面呢，让我们看见神在不同的时代中，他用意象在引导他的百姓。
And that's why we can see that in different times, God uses His vision to direct His people.
我想在过去许多年。
And I think in the past many few years,
我们有很多的弟兄们
and many brothers,
对意象已经有过很多的解释
and gave many explanations concerning the vision.
那么这一次呢，我想容许我们再用一点点时间，把它再稍微的解释一下
And this time around, allow me to explain further concerning the vision.
我们都知道意象呢就是神永远旨意的一个启示。
We know that the vision is the revelation of God's eternal purpose.
我们的神是有旨意是有目的的神。
Our God has a God of will and of purpose.
他也很愿意把他的这个心意启示给人。
And he is willing to reveal his will to man.
但是呢因为这个旨意和这个目的实在是太伟大了。
And yet his will and the purpose are so grand, so great.
太丰富了。
And so abundant.
所以这就是神为什么用意象来启示的原因。
And that's the reason why God used the vision to reveal the will.
因为关于神的旨意和他的目的，用人的言语、用文字都很难完全的来表达。
Because concerning God's will and his purpose is very hard to describe.It with words or language.
所以有人说，如果把圣经中所有的这些意象、预言、预表的东西，通通把它用文字把它写出来的话呢
？And some people say that if we're going to use the words to describe what has been recorded in the Bible, the visions and the prophecies.
那我们这本圣经呢，可能需要有几十倍大。
And then the volume of the book will be multiplied.
那我们来聚会携带就很不方便。
And it's going to be very hard for us to carry the book to the meetings.
所以神只能用意象的方式把他荣耀的旨意向人来表达。
So God can only use the way of a vision to reveal His glorious purpose to man.
即便如此
，Even so，
神也只能用人有限能够领会的那一点点的能力呢，来向人启示。
God can only reveal His wills according to accommodate man's limited understanding.
你知道我们这个人非常的微小。
Because we are so small.
创造宇宙万有的主宰。
God who created all things.
伟大的神。
This is a great God.
他要把他全部的事情要对我们这个微小的人要表达清楚，不容易。
And it's very hard for Him to explain all He has done, all He is doing.To a small man like us.
事实上，我们所能领会的能力是非常有限的。
Because our understanding is very limited.
所以神用他的智慧，把他的这个心意用意象的一种方式向人来启示。
Therefore, in His wisdom, God used the vision to reveal His will to man.
我们都知道，我们的神不仅有旨意有目的。
We know that not only our God is a God of wisdom, will and purpose.
他也在地上有他的工作，有他的行动。
And he also has his work and his deeds on earth.
而这个意象呢，成了神在地上行动中啊最重要的一个指引。
And the visions has become the greatest, the most clear guidance of his work on earth.
所以今天如果我们失去意向,
so today if we lose the vision,
我们就没有确定的目标,
then we don't have this clear direction.
我们也不可能走正确的道路,
and we cannot walk this correct way.
所以只有意向出现的时候,
so only the vision appears,
我们才有了确定的方向和明确的道路,
then we will have a clear direction and a clear path.
如果我们把圣经中的历史读一下,
and if we read a history in the Bible,
特别在一些神的百姓偏离的时代,
especially in the times that the people of God has gone astray,
在地上以色列的国度中充满了黑暗和混乱,
there's a lot of chaos and darkness in the people of Israel.
我们看在这些时候神把异象赐下来,
at that time God gave his vision.
这个意象呢，对于神的百姓有归正的一个果效。
And that vision will have this correcting results among his people.
神所以把意象给他们，就是要把他们重新带回到这条正路上面来。
The reason that God gave them the vision is to bring them back to the correct path.
所以神使用他的仆人们，使用众先知。
So God used his servants, his prophets.
神借着意象把他的心意启示给他们。
Through the visions, God revealed His will to them.
他们就按照神所启示的意象引导神的百姓。
And according to visions revealed by God, they led people of God.
所以我们知道意象对于今天我们奔跑神的路是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, we can see that the visions is very important as we are to run the way of God.
当我们这个读到圣经中间这许多的意象的时候，
as we read many visions in the Bible,
我们可以看见意象出现的这个方式来讲是不一样。
We can see that there are many different ways for the visions to appear.
但是呢，它确实出自于同一个目的。
And yet all these visions are for one purpose.
它也指向同一个方向。
And they are all directing to one direction.
你从旧约圣经里面就可以看见。
In the Old Testament, we can see this.
所有神的仆人们,
all God's servants,
他们得到异象的时候,
when they receive visions,
无论是全面的看见或者部分的看见,
whether it is a partial vision or a complete vision,
有的时候呢, 因着环境的不同,
sometimes it's because the circumstances were different,
需要的不同,
and the needs were different,
神启示的方式上面有点改变,
and God will reveal in different ways.
但是我们知道那个里面所包含的意义来讲是同一个意义。
And yet we can see that the meaning to it is the same.
所以我们今天在这个时代的里面，
so today in the time we have,
我们也同样需要神的意象。
We also need to have the vision of God.
可能神在这个时代中借着一种不同的方式在我们里面做了启示。
And God may have revealed himself in a different way.
但是呢，这个你和历史历代其他圣徒们所看见的那个意义上面来讲都是同样的。
And yet concerning the meaning, it is the same as all the past tense.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹，这个意象呢，对于我们来讲就是里面属灵的一个看见。
So actually the vision to us is this inward seeing.
这是里面的眼睛的一个看见。
This is the seeing of our inner eyes.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神创造我们的时候。
As God created us.
神创造我们一对眼睛。
And God has created a pair of eyes.
但是当我蒙恩得救之后啊。
After we are saved.
我们里面的生命也是有眼睛。
And for our inner life, we also have this ear.
我们都知道今天眼睛呢是神奇妙的一个创造。
We know that eyes are God's wonderful creation.
神创造整个万有。
God created all things.
非常的美丽。
Very beautiful.
非常的丰富
and very rich
啊，有各样各式不同的颜色
and there's all kinds of colors
各式各样不同的光彩
and there's all kinds of colors and lights
各式各样不同的形体
and there's different forms
啊，神创造的这么丰富
God creation is so rich
那么神呢，只要给我们一个健全的眼睛
as long as God give us a pair of healthy eyes
那么我们就可以看见全部了
And we can see all of them.
你不需要一样事物给你一个眼光，只要给你一个眼睛，你可以看见全部。
You don't need to have one pair of eyes to see one thing. As long as you have a pair of healthy eyes, you can see all of them.
在属灵的事上也是一样。
And it is also true for the spiritual matters.
神给我们里面一个眼睛。
God has given us these inner eyes.
只要我们里面的眼睛得开。
As long as our inner eyes are open,
我们就能看见神的荣耀的心意。
And we can see God's glorious purpose.
有些弟兄姊妹知道，过去几年呢，我因为有了病啊，这个眼睛的视力呢受到很严重的伤害。
And some brothers and sisters know that in the past few years, because I have this illness, my eyesight was greatly affected.
这个病来得很突然。
And that illness came very suddenly.
在这个之前，我都觉得我的眼睛非常好。
And prior to that, I feel like my eyesight was pretty good.
我没有想到有一天我的眼睛会变成那么糟糕，是看不见东西的。
And I never thought that my eyesight would become so weak that I barely can see anything.
你知道最严重的时候啊。
And when it came to its worst.
就是我这么近距离看我弟兄的脸都看不见。
And with this short distance, I cannot see my brother's face.
那是一个很特别的经历。
And that was a very special experience.
我记得有一天，我的姊妹开车带着我们在高速公路上。
I remember one day my sister was driving on the highway.
她就忽然讲，她说：“呀，你看那个远方那个山的风景多么美丽。
”And all of a sudden she said, "See the mountains in the distance. It's such a beautiful scene."
哎呀，我想，你对一个瞎子啊，讲这个风景多么美丽。
And I thought to myself, oh, you are saying to a blind person that you have such a beautiful scene.
我就很窘迫，我也很心里面也很难过。
And my feeling was a mix of the feel embarrassed.
我什么也看不见。
Because I couldn't see anything.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要一个好的眼睛。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have a pair of good eyes.
在属世的事情上面。
And concerning worldly things.
我们有时候看不见，这是很可惜的一件事情。
And it is a pity for that we cannot see some good things.
很叫人遗憾，也叫很叫人同情。
And it is very regretful.
但是如果在属灵的事情上面瞎眼。
But if we are blind to the spiritual matters.
那是更严重的一件事情。
That is even worse.
那么所有属灵的事情对你来讲都没有兴趣。
And there's no, it will present no interest to you concerning spiritual matters.
所以神已经给了我们里面的一个眼睛。
God has given us this inner eyes.
而今天呢，我们需要里面的眼睛得开，能够看见。
And today our inner eyes need to be open so that we can see.
如果你里面有了这个属灵的眼光。
If today we have this spiritual eyesight,
你会看见属灵的眼界是远超过属地的眼界。
Then we can see that the spiritual view is much greater than the earthly view.
所以对那些里面眼睛得开的人来讲
，So for those whose inner eyes has been opened,
他们能感觉到属灵的事比地上的事来得更真切。
They can feel that the spiritual matters are more real than the earthly matters.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天神有伟大的心意摆在我们的跟前。
God has presented His great will before us.
但是我们需要有一个明亮的眼睛来看见。
And yet we need to have this good eyesight in order to see.
当你从灵里的眼睛能看见的时候，这个就是异象。
When you can see it from your inner eyes, it is the vision.
所以这是对我们来讲多么重要的一件事情。
It is such an important matter for us.
当我们在圣经中呢，那么读到这些异象的事的时候
，And as we read the Bible concerning visions,
当然这个异象的内容是非常的丰富的。
Of course, the contents of the visions are very rich.
但是这个异象呢，也包括了一些的伟大的一些特性。
And yet there's some greater characteristics to these visions.
如果我们今天能够明白这个异象的这些特性，
If we today can understand these characteristics,
这些呢也能帮助我们今天来跑属天的道路。
That will also help us to run this heavenly way.
我想我能简单的把其中的几个重要的点和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
I think I can simply share some important points with brothers and sisters.
当我们真的有异象的时候
，When we truly have this vision，
灵里的眼睛得开的时候
，And our inner eyes are open，
我想第一个你会感觉到神的旨意 是伟大无比，是深不可测。
And the third thing you will see that God's will is so great, so deep beyond measure.
在圣经中有一个词叫做丰满。
And in the Bible, there's a term called
fullness.
Fullness.
我们知道这个丰满这个字。
We know that the term fullness.
它就是讲到将来神的荣耀的旨意得着成全的时候所展现出来的一种光景。
It refers to the conditions that God's will was fully will be fully fulfilled in the future.
我们弟兄姊妹都知道啊。
We know that
在近代的教会历史上
，in the recent church history，
英国的史柏克弟兄啊
，and Brother Sparks in England，
他是一个最能用深奥的言语、用大词来解释神事情的。
And he was a person who could use big terms and deep words to describe God's matters.
他曾经说过，圣经中有很多的词都可以下定义。
And he said that many terms in the Bible we can give them definitions.
比方说你讲到敬拜。
For example, if you mention worship.
你讲到荣耀。
When you talk about glory.
你讲到爱。
When you talk about love.
这些很多大的词。都可以给他下定义。
We can give a definition to these big terms.
他说，唯独一个字，就是丰满这个字，你是没有办法给他下定义。
And yet, you cannot give a definition to the term fullness.
他也曾经努力想要给他下个定义。
He has put his effort try to give a definition to the term.
到最后，他放弃了。
And in the end, he gave up.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄没有错。
And our brothers was not mistaken.
这个丰满
this term fullness,
只能在意象中看见
can only be seen in the vision.
你没有办法用你的言语能够完全发表
You cannot express it with your own words.
我们知道使徒保罗是一个有丰富知识的人
We know that the Apostle Paul was the one who was a great knowledge.
他曾经呢试图着啊用文字能够把神的丰满把它说明出来。
He tried once to describe God's fullness with words.
我们都知道，在以弗所书，他曾经这样子写过。
And we know that in the book of Ephesians, he wrote it once.
他把希腊文里面最大的字眼啊，最大的形容词全部都摆进去了。
He added all the great terms in the language of Greek.
所以当他写的时候
，And when he wrote it,
哎呀，他真是感觉天然人的无能为力。
And I feel like the natural man couldn't do anything more.
所以他只好祷告神。
So therefore he prayed to God.
愿主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，照明你们心中的眼睛。
And he said that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, and to grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you can truly know him and that your inner eyes can be enlightened. So, therefore, there's a feeling in the apostle.
父啊，我用我的言语没有办法描述，你让他们看见吧。
And I cannot describe it with my words, Father, you let them see.
是的，这个丰满只能用启示看见。
And yes, indeed, this fullness can only be seen through a vision.
这个是你今天没有办法用任何地上的事物，用任何人的言语能够把它讲清楚的。
Which cannot be described clearly with any matters in this world or any human language.
这个天上事物所展现出来的那个伟大。
The greatness that has been expressed in the heavenly matters.
弟兄姊妹，当你看见的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, when you see it,
只有叫你产生敬畏
will cause you to have this fear.
只有叫你降卑你的自己
will make you humbled.
比方说我们用启示录二十一章约翰所看见的异象说明一下
And we may explain it with the vision John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 21.
当神的使者把他带到一座高大的山上。
When he was brought by the angel to a high and great mountain,
看见那座新耶路撒冷由天而降。
And he saw that new Jerusalem descending from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的看见。
Brothers and sisters, it was a great vision seeing.
圣经告诉我们那座城。
And the Bible tells us about that city.
长宽高度是四千里。
And he says that it's 1,500 miles in length, width, and height.
这是一个何等庞大、巨大的一个建筑。
It is such a great structure.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，用我们人的眼睛，你最远能看多远呢？
And brothers and sisters, with your eyesight, how far can you see?
如果几十里路外有一座高山。
And if there's a high mountains a few miles away.
我想我们顶多只能看见它那个模模糊糊的一个外表形象而已。
We probably can only see the kind of a blurry outline of the mountain.
这个长宽高四千里。
And yet the city was 1,500 miles in length and width and height.
根本都超过了我们天然眼睛的功能的界限，对不对？
And that has to go beyond our natural limitations.
地上没有这么大的东西。
There is no such a great structures in this world.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我相信那天约翰看见这个。
And on that day, when John saw this,
叫他里面真是心生敬畏啊。
And there's a fear in his heart.
真是叫他的里面这个觉得人的渺小。
And he can truly see the smallness of man.
我们都知道在属灵的经历上。
We know that concerning spiritual experiences.
这个敬畏和谦卑是很重要的事情。
And the fear and the humbleness is very important.
我们都知道我们需要敬畏，需要谦卑。
We know that we should have this fear and we need to be humble.
但如果主把这个异象展示在我们眼前的话呢？
But when the Lord revealed this vision to us,
你想不敬畏也不行。
And it's hard for you not to have this fear.
你想不自卑也谦卑也不行，对不对呢？
It's very hard for you not to humble yourself.
所以一个真正有异象的人，
So for a person who truly have this vision,
就是一个敬畏神、一个谦卑的人。
And he will be a person, a fear of God, and also a humble person.
这是何等重要的一件事。
And it's such an important matter.
那么这个跟地上的事正好相反。
And it is exactly opposite to the earthly matters.
我们的知道地上的事物，或者甚至包括所谓属灵事情的这个大。
And so for the earthly matters, that also includes.So-called greater spiritual things.
只会叫人骄傲。
And that will also cause a person to be prideful.
只会叫人自高自大。
And to exalt himself.
我想我们弟兄姊妹都很明白。
I think all brothers and sisters can understand this.
我们的工作稍有一点点的成效啊，有几千人、几百人，我们都觉得哎呦，这个很了不起。
And if there's some fruit or some achievement in our work, we have more than several hundred or several thousand people, and we feel we are somebody.
感谢神。
We thank God.
只有这个属天的大。
And only this great, the heavenly greatness,
能使人敬畏，使人谦卑。
Can cause us to have this fear, to cause us to humble.
因为这个跟我们今天奔跑主的道路有非常。
Because this is, it has a very important relationship to our running the heavenly way. Because a lot of times we can be easily influenced by the great matters in this world. So, brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to have this glorious opening in our hearts.
一个真正有意向的人
，for a person who truly have a vision，
我们就知道地上再也没有什么东西在他眼中是大的了。
And nothing will be great in his eyes。
所以你看见约翰看见这座伟大的城
，so when John saw this a great city，
哇，这真的是在约翰的里面产生何等样的一个震撼
！And it had such a great impact in John。
我们知道这一座城。
We know that this city,
它不仅是大,
not only it was great,
那并且是非常的精致, 非常的美丽,
but it was also very delicate and very beautiful.
它是用金金宝石珍珠所建造起来的,
it was built with a pure gold and a precious stone and a pearls.
这个城墙呢, 是碧玉的,
and the city walls was a jasper.
整座城是金金的,
and the entire city is a pure gold.
那个上面的门都是 珍珠。
And all the gates are pearls.
那个根基都是宝石。
And the foundations are precious stones.
非常的美丽。
Very beautiful.
我们想，神为什么要把这样的事情摆在约翰的眼前？
We may think, why God would like to put such a matter in front of John? Why he put this sin in front of us? And not only he wants us to see when the God's purpose is fulfilled, is what kind of condition will be. But he also knows that only in this scene, and we can look lightly on the things on this world. We know that why a person would become so proud. And some people will become proud because of wealth. And a rich person will be proud. And by the wealthiest person come before this great city, and actually that person is nothing.
你那一点点的金银珠宝呢，根本算不得什么。
Because all your wealth, all your precious stones are nothing.
我们很容易用地上所谓的成就。
And sometimes we would like to use the earthly achievements to become our pride.
我们很容易用地上所谓的建筑成为我们人的骄傲。
And we could also use the structures or the building we have on earth to become
pride. 但是在这一座大而又美丽精致的城跟前，这一切都失色了。
And yet, in front of these great, beautiful, and delicate cities, all this will lose its color. And it is a very glorious matter. We thank God. Not only he will cause us a fear inside of us, he also draw our hearts to admire this.
So, in the Hebrew Bible, it talks about Abraham's looking.
And therefore, it is recorded in the Hebrews that Abraham was looking toward that city.
今天我们常常被地上的事物蒙蔽我们的眼睛，叫我们在属天的道路上跑得不好。
A lot of times our eyes are covered by the earthly things so that we cannot run well in the heavenly way.
我们何等需要灵里的眼睛被打开。
How much do we need our spiritual eyes to be open so that we can have this seeing?
所以历世历代那些在属天道路上奔跑跟随主的人
So throughout generations of those who have been running in the heavenly way to follow the Lord
他们的眼睛都开
Because their eyes were open
地上的荣华富贵在他们眼前完全被撇弃
And so they could set aside all the glories and the wealth in this world
你看这个尼希米
You can see that in Nehemiah.
在当代最大的君王跟前
And he was before the greatest king in his time.
但是呢他心中对于神有荣耀的看见
And yet in his heart, he has this glorious seeing.
他称神为大而可畏的神
And he called God a great and awesome God.
他称当代的君王他说那人
And he called the great king in his time, that man.
这个不是人的骄傲
And it is not just a pride of man.
是在神的光中看见
And because he saw that in the light of God.
甚至连但以理和他的朋友们
Even in Daniel and his friends.
在他们幼年的时候
In their youth.
他们进到巴比伦的王宫里面
And they were in the palace of Babylon.
那是何等高大辉煌的殿宇
And it was such a glorious structure.
那种的权势那种的荣华，弟兄姊妹们，这是人很难抗拒的东西。
And it is very hard to resist the glory and the wealth.
但是我们的弟兄说
，And yet our brother says，
请不要用王的膳、王的饮玷污我们。
Please do not defile us with a royal food.
我想这些是由里面看见的一些人。
And these are the people who have this inner seeing.
所以今天我们要在属天的道路上能跑得好。
Today, if you want to run well in the heavenly way,
这个地上的荣华富贵
and all the glory and wealth in this world,
甚至所谓基督教里面这些所谓伟大的事工
all this great work in Christianity,
都很可能成为我们的一些的影响
could influence us.
所以如果你对这座城有了 一个完全开启的看见。
If you have this complete vision seeing of this city,
我们能像历世历代的这些跟随主的人一样。
And we will be like those who have been following the Lord throughout generations.
他们活在他们的世代里面。
How he lived in their time.
不管他们作为预见的人以为多么荣耀的事情。
No matter how glorious things in the man's eyes,
都不能吸引他们的心。
Their hearts won't be attracted by them.
所以今天我们需要主特别的怜悯。
And today we need the Lord's special mercy.
历世历代众神所众圣徒所看见。
And the things that songs the saints throughout centuries saw.
你我都在其中有份。
And we are also part of it.
今天我们应当向着神所定的目标竭力的往前。
And today we need to press on toward God, toward the Lord, goal set by God.
还有呢，这个意象啊
，and to the, also for the vision，
每一次出现的时候
，every time when it appears，
都是带着极大的光
，and then it will bring in a great light，
是荣耀的大光
，it is a glorious a great light，
在旧约时代圣徒们经历是这样
，and it is true for the saints in the Old Testament，
保罗摩西被带到西乃山上
，when Moses was brought to the Mount Sinai，
那是在神的荣光里面。
And he was in the glorious light of the Lord.
交通
and he had fellowship with God. God revealed to him.
以赛亚在他的经历里面
and Isaiah in his experience,
他看见了那位高高坐在宝座上的主
and saw the Lord sitting up high in the throne.
他的荣光充满整个圣殿
and his glories filled the entire temple.
连那些基路伯、撒拉夫在神的跟前。
And for the servants in front of the Lord,
他们都需要用翅膀把眼睛遮起来。
And they need to cover their eyes with their wings.
就像我们所唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn we sang.
他们的眼也不能凝视神的荣光。
And even they cannot stare at, look at the glory of the Lord.
像以西结所看见的一样。
And just like what Ezekiel said.
那也是在极大的荣光的里面。
And that was in a great glory.
我想。新约使徒保罗的经历是一个最标准的经历了。
And I think the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, his experience is the most typical.
当他拿着大祭司的文书，逼迫圣徒一直追到大马色。
And when he was persecuting the saints on his way to Damascus,
在大马色的城外，他有了一个奇妙的经历。
And he has this wonderful experience just outside the city of Damascus.
我们的主向他显现。
Our Lord revealed himself to him.
在他这段经历里的记载里面。
And in that experience,
他告诉我们，忽然之间有个大光照着他。
And he said that all of a sudden there is a great bright light that shined upon him.
在《使徒行传》二十六章告诉我们说，那个光是比日头的光还要明亮。
And in Acts chapter 26, it says that the light was even brighter than the sun.
这个光就把这个保罗整个打倒在地上。
And Paul was struck down by that light.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
因为在保罗的心目中间
Because in Paul's heart,
他在日光之下他还觉得有一些伟大的事物。
He felt like there's some great things under the sun.
是他的雄心
His ambition.
是他的目标是他的追求
And then his goal and his pursuit.
所以神的荣光照住他的时候
When he was shone by the light of the
God. 这个比日头的光更亮
And that light was brighter than the sun.
那就说呢今天在日光之下保罗所以为所有的事全部消失。
And so, therefore, that means that all the great things under the sun disappeared.
不仅这样，我们知道也把他肉眼、肉身的眼睛呢整个照瞎了。
And we also know that his physical eyes were blinded.
有三天的时间，什么都看不见。
He couldn't see anything for 3 days.
也不能吃，也不能喝。
He couldn't eat nor drink.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
使徒保罗这个经历。
Paul's experience.
今天神在我们每个人身上需要有带领。
And he tells us the leading of the Lord in each one of us.
因为我们如果这个肉身的眼睛不瞎
，If our physical eyes are not blinded,
我们总是会感觉这个世界上还有很多东西啊，觉得是了不起的。
We still think there are many great things in this world.
当我们的眼睛以这些事物为荣为重要的时候
，and we if we consider these things are important and as glory，
这条属天的道路你要跑得好就非常困难。
And it will be very hard for you to run this heavenly way well.
这是今天为什么我们在主的路上，我们没有办法像过去的圣徒们奔跑的这么好的一个原因。
And that is one of the reasons that we cannot run the heavenly way well like the past saints did.
尤其在今天这个时代里面
，especially in the time we
太多地上的事物影响我们。
We are influenced by so many earthly things.
我们在地上有自己的目标，自己的雄心壮志。
And on this earth, we have our own ambition, our own goals.
所以因此，我们这条路。我们就没有办法跑得正确。
Therefore, we cannot run this way correctly.
我们的主知道保罗。
Our Lord knew Paul.
因为他里面充满着雄心壮志。
Because he had a lot of ambition in his heart.
那个整个犹太教以色列人历史的背景都是他心中最大的荣耀。
And he has this glory concerning the Judaism and also the Jewish historical background.
所以神必须用大光把它照住。
Therefore, he need to be shown by God's great light.
所以这个光一出现
，When that great light appeared，
那么我们知道，在保罗里面原先以为有的那些地上事物的荣耀就全部都消失。
And we know that all the glories of Paul had disappeared.
所以在腓立比书第三章里面
，Therefore, in Philippians chapter 3，
他说呢
，He says。
如今我看万事如同粪土。
He said that I count all things as rubbish.
我想这个呢，不是光是我们一个感觉上面的一个描述。
I think it is not just a description concerning our feelings.
这是在意象中，在神的大光的光照底下，保罗里面一个确实的认识。
And it is a Paul's understanding and seeing and under the great light of God.
万事如粪土。
All things are accounted as rubbish.
今天我们可以用这个话。
We may use this phrase.
我们也可以看常常在主面前祷告说主啊我们要看万事如粪土。
We can also pray before the Lord. Lord, we want to account all things as rubbish.
但是我们祷告起来就开始抓粪土。
But after our prayers, we'll stand up and try to grab hold on those rubbish.
这个你可以有这个心智。
And you could have this desire.
但是你无法像保罗的那个表现。
But we cannot do just like Paul.
只有当我们里面的眼睛得开。
Only when our inner eyes are open.
神的大光照瞎我们那个属地的眼睛。
And our physical eyes will be blinded by God's great light.
我们才能向着神荣耀的目的竭力的往前。
Then we can press on toward God's glorious purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
属地的事物
，the earthly matters，
和他所有一切的虚荣
，and all its their vain glory，
只有在这个光底下才能消失
，will disappear only under this light.
保罗不仅说
，Not only did Paul say this，
看万事如同粪土
，to count all things as rubbish。
他也说：“我将万事看作是有损的。”
He also said that he count all things to be loss.
我们真的能懂得他说的话这句意思吗
？And could we truly understand what he meant?
保罗是一个奔跑天路的人。
And Paul was the one running the heavenly way.
他现在不仅知道这个万事是如同粪土。
Not only did he know that all things are should be accounted as rubbish.
他说：“这万事中间，只要有一点事影响你
，and he said that if one of these things will influence you，
都会造成我们里面的亏损
，and that will cause a loss in us。”
弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
圣徒使徒们在他们的经历中，他们已经达到一种何等样的境界
？And what kind of realm the apostles has reached in their experiences？
所以今天。意象对于我们来讲是何等的重要、啊、
So today, the vision is so important for us.
我们只有在主的意象的启示底下
Only under the revelation of the vision,
我们看见神的工作才是真正的伟大。
Can we see God's work is a true great?
才看见神的工作是真正的荣耀。
And we can see God's work is true glorious.
我们才看见神在他原先的旨意中所计划的那一个丰满的出现。
And we can see the fullness in God's will and His plan.
我们才能关闭我们属地的眼睛。
Then we can close our physical eyes.
我们才能忠心的跟随主往前。
And then we can faithfully follow the Lord forward.
所以，意象对于我们来讲是何等的重要。
Therefore, we can see that the vision is so important to us.
我们再说。
We say it again.
今天神的儿女们在地上跑得这么混乱的原因。
The reason why God's people have been running so wildly.
就是因为缺少意象的启示。
Because the revelation of the vision is lacking.
这个不仅造成我们个人的亏损。
That not only will cause a loss to us individually,
也造成主见证上的亏损。
But it will also be a loss to the testimony of the Lord.
所以我们需要主的怜悯。
So we need the mercy of the Lord.
今天主呼召我们来奔跑这条属天的路。
Today, the Lord has called us to run this heavenly way.
但是我们需要神借他的意象给我们里面能有清楚的指引。
But we need to have these clear directions through the Lord's vision.
也许我们还会问说我们如何才能够得到意象
And probably we will ask, how can we get the vision?
我们如何能有这样的一个启示呢
How could we get this revelation?
首先我想我们需要知道的就是我们的天父他乐意做启示的工作
First thing we need to know that our Heavenly Father is a place to do the work of a revelation.
保罗在加拉太书第一章里面就告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 1, Paul tells us,
是我们的父神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
Our Father is a place to reveal his Son in us.
他说呢，那个把我从母腹里面就分别出来又施恩给我的神。
He said that the God who has set me apart from my mother's womb,
他乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里。
Is a place to reveal his son in me.
我想从母腹里被分别又施恩召我们，这是我们圣徒们共同的经历。
I think this is a common experience that we have been set apart from our mother's womb and also has been called according to God's grace.
我们只要是一个被分别的圣徒
and as long as we have been set apart,
神已经向我们施恩
and God has shown his grace to us,
我们就可以来到父的跟前。仰望他的启示。
Therefore, we can come before the Father and ask for His revelation.
这是他的欢喜。
And it is His pleasure.
圣经中啊，这个喜悦这个字。
In the Bible, the term please, pleasure.
是个极大的欢喜。
And it is a great pleasure.
所以如果有人能认识了神的儿子。
So if someone could truly know the Son of God,
父可以把他的儿子启示在他里面
and God can reveal his Son in him,
这是父神里面最大的一个快乐
It is the greatest pleasure in the Father.
所以因此说我们得到启示并不很难对不对
And therefore we can say that it's not too difficult for us to gain the revelation.
我们应该有这个信心
And we should have this faith.
所以保罗在以弗所书第一章告诉我们
And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul tells us,
这个启示是可以求的
And we can pray for this revelation.
我们应当来到他面前来求
And we shall come before him and pray for
it. 我想这些日子主把我们能够聚在这个地方
I think the Lord has gathered us here.
我们应该抓住这个机会
We should grab hold of this opportunity. We need to pray.
我们说父啊，求你用智慧和启示的灵开启我们
And we pray that the Father please open us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
用你自己的意象来引导我们。
To guide us according to your own vision.
在这不多的日子的里面。
In this not many days.
让我们在属天的道路上面能奔跑的正直，奔跑的好。
And so that we can run this heavenly way well and correctly.
所以这既然是父心中的一个喜悦。
It seems it is a pleasure in the heart of the God.
所以今天我们每一个圣徒每一个神的儿女都可以来到他的跟前。
So every saint and every children, all children of God can come before him.
我们知道主耶稣在约翰福音第四章里面。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 4.
主把他的自己启示给了一个撒玛利亚妇人。
The Lord revealed himself to a Samaritan woman.
当这个撒玛利亚妇人眼睛得开，看见站在他面前的就是弥赛亚。
When the eyes of a Samaritan woman were opened to see that the one before her was a Messiah.
哎呀，这个妇人快乐的不得了啊！
And that woman was so happy.
把水罐子丢了。
And she put away the water pot.
也不顾个人的羞耻了。
And she also put away her personal shame.
回到城里面，大声的在那里宣告。
And she went back to her city and made a proclamation. She saw the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
And brother and sister, you see,
那天不仅他快乐。
At that day, not only she was happy.
我们的主里面也是喝得的满足啊。
And it was a great satisfaction in our heart, in the heart of the Lord.
拿食物回来的时候啊。
So when the disciples came back with the food,
主都不要吃了。
And the Lord didn't want to eat it.
主说我里面已经饱足了。
The Lord said that I'm satisfied, I'm full.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个真实的经历。
It is a true experience.
好几年前我在北京呢。碰见一个年轻人。
And many years when I was in Beijing, I met a young person.
他刚刚开始要信主。
And he was about to believe in the Lord.
所以那天我们在一桌的筵席上面。
So at that time we have a feast together.
他就一直在问我问题。
And so he was continuing to ask me questions.
我就跟他讲到解释一些救恩的东西。
And so I was explaining to him concerning the salvation.
我跟他讲说，我们好不好一面吃一面讲。
And we said, could we just eat while we talk?
他说：“哎呀，我快乐的，我不要吃了，不需要吃。”
And he was so happy, said that I don't need to eat.
你看见他脸上表现出来那种的快乐和满足。
And you can see the happiness in his facial expression.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and
sisters, 今天一个人灵里的眼睛得开，这是快乐的事情。
It is a happy thing to have our spiritual eyes open. And we can see the glory of God.
这实在是一件宝贵的事情。
And it is an important matter.
这个不仅你喜乐。
And it's not only your pleasure.
天父的心也非常的满足。
And our Heavenly Father's heart is greatly satisfied.
当然。
Of course.
父乐意启示。
And Father is pleased to reveal.
我们这一面呢。
On our end.
总是还是要做一点事。
And we need to do something.
我们怎么样呢？
What should we do?
我们需要放下自己和自以为是的东西。
And we need to put aside this self, and we also put aside the things we think right.
如果直到今天，我们仍旧抓住一些东西不肯放。
And even till today, we still hold on to something that we cannot let go.
我们舍不得放。
We are not willing to let go.
我们总觉得这个东西呢是，可能还有一点价值。
And we feel these things may have still some value to it.
弟兄姊妹，这个愚昧，叫神在我们身上会受到拦阻的。
And brothers and sisters, this foolishness will cause some hindrance of God, for God in us.
如果圣灵光照了我们
，So today, if the Holy Spirit has revealed to us,
告诉我们什么东西应当放弃
，And to show us what should we put aside,
我们就应当放弃
，And we should put it aside.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters,
地和其上的事都要过去。
And the earth and the things in this, the world and the things in this world will pass away.
所以今天是我们的机会。
And today is our opportunity.
如果今天我们能抓住这个机会
，If today we can lay hold of this opportunity,
能够丢下在神眼中看为粪土的东西
，And we can forsake the things that were considered rubbish in the eyes of the Lord.
你我是智慧人
，And we are wise persons.
我们就要得着神。在我们里面给我们的开启
，Then we will gain the opening of God in us.
是，只有清心的人得以见神
，because those who are pure in heart can see God.
我们的心不纯洁
，if we do not have this purity in our heart,
这是拦阻神在我们里面做工的很大的原因。
And that's a great major reason that God cannot do His work in us.
我越过越觉得，当我们呢有很多老的基督徒。
And more and more, I feel like for those who have many years,
我们的知识增加，我们的经验增加。
We have more knowledge, we have more experiences.
我们就越 越过越感觉到很多事情，我们就自以为是。
And a lot of times we can think a lot of things as right.
这是一个危机。
And that is a danger.
我常常感觉在主面前需要主的怜悯。
And a lot of times I feel I need the Lord's mercy before Him.
我们不要阻挡神的作为。
We cannot hinder God's work.
如果你抓到这些东西，到最后你得到是亏损。
If you hold on to these things and at the end it becomes a loss.
你抓住这些东西有什么意义呢？
And what's the reason, what meaning to it?
所以如果今天圣灵在我们里面有了光照，
So today if the Holy Spirit enlightens in us,
我们必须放下应当放下，
And we need to put aside the things we ought to put aside.
容许神的恩典加在我们身上，
To allow the grace of God to be upon us.
在教会历史上，
In the church history,
我们看见很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
We can see many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们因着因为爱主的缘故，蒙主的光照，为主撇下一切，他们真是得着神莫大的祝福。
And because of their love for the Lord and also the enlightenment by the Lord, they are willing to put aside a lot of things, and because of that, they were greatly blessed.
让他们的一生都有了不同的价值。
And they had different values in their lives.
所以我们要得到这个启示。
And we need to gain this revelation.
我们要学会放下一些。
And we will need to learn to put aside things.
保罗说：“我要丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。”
And then Paul said that I will count all things as rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
属灵的原则很简单。
And it is a very simple spiritual principle.
不丢就不能得。
And if you do not cast aside, then you cannot gain.
保罗的经历就是这样。
And this is Paul's experience.
那么保罗在哥林多后书第三章那里。
And Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
也有一个重要的提醒。
And there's also an important reminder.
他为着他自己的骨肉之亲犹太人，他的心里面非常的悲痛。
And he was very sorrowful for his kinsmen, the people of Israel.
他说呢，这些犹太人天天在那里读圣经。
He says that these people of Israel are reading the Bible.
他们不是不花功夫的。
It's not that they didn't put their time into it.
但是呢，他们怎么读，他们也不能明白。
But they could not understand as they read.
因为什么呢？因为他们的脸上蒙了一个帕子。
Why is that? Because there's a veil covering their face.
我们知道这个帕子就是摩西啊。
And we know that that veil actually is Moses.
所以保罗告诉他们说，他们的心几时转向基督，几时这个帕子就落掉了。
So therefore, the Paul tells them that whenever their heart is turned toward Christ.And that veil will be taken away.
这告诉我们，我们需要把我们的心转回来归向主。
And it tells us that we need to turn our hearts toward the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
圣经的话是很清楚的。
And the words in the Bible are very clear.
也是很简单的。
And very simple.
但是很多时候，在我们实际的经历里面呢，是非常不容易。
And yet, it is very difficult in our experiences.
你看，如果要叫犹太人放下摩西
，and if to have a people of Israel, a Jewish people to put away Moses,
多么困难的一件事情。
It is such a difficult matter.
保罗自己是蒙恩
，and Paul himself was blessed.
哎呀，他知道这个放下带来的祝福实在是太大。
Because he knew that when for this casting away will usher in a great blessing.
如果一直容让这个帕子遮在脸上
，if we allow to have this veil upon us,
保罗明明告诉他们说
，Paul tells them clearly,
你们以为说摩西进到会幕里出来脸上放光，那个光一直在吗
？And he said that when Moses entered into the tabernacle and when he came out, there is a glory on his face. Where that face?
已经逐渐的消退。
Actually, that glory is fading away.
因为只有神的荣耀才是存到永远。
Because only the glory of God is everlasting.
只有基督的荣耀，那是我们所追求的。
And we are only pursuing the glory of the Christ.
但是呢，摩西的这个做法成了犹太人一个坚固的传统。
And yet Moses has become a very strong tradition for the Jewish people.
我们今天也能感觉到。
And we can also feel
各道各处的圣徒们
，and for the saints in the various locations，
我们都被很多传统所谓属灵的事物被捆死了。
We are bound by many traditions and also so-called spiritual matters.
有的只不过是外面一点的做法而已。
And some is just the ways we are doing things.
但是我们把这个做法呢，当成了一个不可以违背的一个真理。
And we turn that methods into into truth that cannot be disobeyed.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们被提醒。
So brothers and sisters, please be reminded.
如果我们是这样持守。
If we are holding fast to it,
我们就像犹太人一样。
In this way, we are just like the Jewish people.
你圣经再怎么读，也没办法明白。
And no matter how much you read the Bible, you cannot understand it.
今天在各道各处读圣经的人不是没有。
And there are many who are reading the Bible.
但是如果我们脸上蒙着帕子
，And yet if we have this veil on our face,
我们就没有办法来明白这些东西。
Then we cannot understand.
我很记得斯派克弟兄有一篇小小的东西。
I remembered a small article by Brother Sparks.
讲到他个人一点属灵的经历。
And he talked about his personal spiritual experiences.
他从前呢，在基督教里面是个牧师。
And he said that he was a pastor in Christianity.
他说呢，他在那里啊，牧会的时候呢，他也蛮成功的。
And he was actually successful in pastoring the churches.
因为他有相当的恩赐。
Because he has some gifts.
Yeah, 他带的那个读经聚会来的人也很多。
And he led many people in Bible study.
他也有口才能发表。
And he also has this eloquence he can express himself.
他也规规矩矩真的解圣经。
And he also expound on the Bible.
但是他告诉我们，有一天主开了他的眼睛。
And but until one day, he said that the Lord opened his eyes.
当他里面眼睛得开的时候
，When his eyes were open,
他用了这么一个形容。
And he used this way to describe it.
他说我过去所有的侍奉啊，如同儿戏。
He said that my past service or ministry is just like a child play.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
若不是在主意象的光中侍奉主
，If we are not serving in the light of the vision,
我们可能还不知道我们自己在做什么呢。
And we may not know what we are doing.
我们今天以为，哎呀，重要的了不起的事情。
We think things are important and great.
可能有天到主跟前看，完全没有价值。
And maybe it become of no value at all as we come before the Lord one day.
所以今天我们需要把心转向主。
So today we need to turn our hearts toward the Lord.
我们真是愿意像孩子们像孩童一样一无所有的来到主跟前。
We really want to come before the Lord just like children.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
因为我们这一次特会的主题
，because the theme of the conference this time，
告诉我们是总要趁着还有今日
，is as long as it is called today。
主人就把机会量给我们
，God is still measuring the opportunity for us。
主回来的日子非常的迫近
，the Lord's return is imminent。
主也渴望他的儿女们中间。能有多人的眼睛都开。
The Lord also desired His children to have their eyes open.
主也盼望他所托付给教会的见证在地上能够变得强而有力。
He also desired the testimony He entrusted to the church to become strong on this earth.
若是我们不懂得这个时刻的重要
，If we do not know the current moment, the importance of the current moment,
而我们不能趁着还有今天
，And we cannot hold on to the time we have as today,
我们不肯转
，And we are not willing to turn,
我们不愿意交
，And we are not willing to cast aside.
那我想，主回来，我们一定是咬牙切齿的懊悔。
And then I believe that when the Lord returns, we will be in great gnashing our teeth.
所以求主怜悯我们。
And may the Lord have a mercy on us.
求主赐下异象。
May the Lord grant us visions.
求主使我们今天能够专心的来奔跑这条属天的道路。
So that we can focus on running this heavenly way.
我觉得这一次我承担这个题目啊。
And I feel like to, this time, as I receive the burden on this topic,
我自己里面都感觉非常的沉重。
I feel this heavy burden in me.
我实在仰望主的怜悯。
And I was really looking up the mercy of the Lord. May the Lord will shine light on me.
到底在我身上还有什么东西是要丢弃的？
And is there anything I need to cast aside?
到底在什么事情上面，我的心还没有转向主？
Upon what matters that I need to continue to turn my heart toward the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要意象。
Brothers and sisters, we do need the vision.
神的工作已经来到末了。
God's word has come to its end.
很快的，我们就会看见。神创世以来所有那个荣耀的计划实现在整个宇宙的里面。
And very quickly we will see the fulfillment of God's glorious purpose before the foundation of the world.
我个人感觉
，I personally believe.
那么神是按照我们今天人所能领会的程度，用意象来带领我们。
God is leading us according to the visions to accommodate our limited understanding.
事实上，当神的工作成就的时候。那根本就是我们完全无法想象的东西。
And as a matter of fact, when the work of God is fulfilled, that condition is beyond our understanding.
愿我们懂得如何把我们地上有限的年日能够完全交在主的手中。
May we have this understanding how to put our limited days into the hands of the Lord.
容许神的灵运行。
To allow the Spirit of God to operate among us.
主已经非常的积极的在预备他荣耀旨意最后的降临。
The Lord has been very actively preparing to fulfill His glorious purpose.
而我们实在能感觉，今天我们在地上神的百姓。我们的反应也就是非常的迟钝。
And yet, I feel like we are God's as a people of God, we are very slow to react.
所以，巴望希伯来书作者的这个提醒。
So may the reminder of the author of Hebrews
成为我们今日所有圣徒们的激励。
Become a encouragement to all the saints.
我们能抓住眼前主给的机会。
And we can grab hold of the opportunity of today.
把我们有限的年日。放在一些最重要的事情上面
，so that we can put our days on the most important things.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads at another words of a prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
你给我们一次机会，能够一同聚在你自己的跟前。
You are giving us another opportunity to gather before you.
因为你还要对我们的心说话。
Because you are to speak to our hearts.
主啊，你已经把我们带到这个地方。
Lord, you have brought us to this place.
我们求你洁净我们。
We pray that you will cleanse us.
我们求你分别我们。
We pray that you will set us apart.
让我们带着渴慕的心一同来到你的跟前。
So that we will come before you with a longing heart.
你也能借着你的灵自由的工作运行在我们中间。
And through your spirit, we can freely work and operate among us.
在今天这个黑暗的日子里面。
In these dark days.
求你把你的意象重新启示在我们的里面。
We pray that you will again to reveal your vision in us.
但愿这个激发我们
，so that you will encourage us，
让我们在属天的道路上能够竭力的往前
，so that we can press on this heavenly way。
主啊，愿你来的日子
，Lord, pray that on the day of your return，
我们能在你的荣耀中和你一同喜乐
，and we can be rejoicing in your glory。
求你不放过我们
，Lord, do not let us go。
这些日子，愿你的灵厉害的运行在我们中间
，and pray that in these days your spirit will work mightily among us.
帮助我们能做我们所不能做的事。
Help us to do the things that we cannot do on our own.
我们愿意为你丢弃一些。
We are willing to put aside the things.
我们愿意跟随你。
And we are willing to follow you.
主啊，使我们的心转向你的自己。
And the Lord, turn our hearts towards yourself.
愿你在这个聚会中荣耀你自己的圣名。
May your name be glorified in this conference.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.